to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm all talked out. Can you hear my little voice going?
Well, what'd you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend?
Or where were you,
We were at the Northwest Women's Show.
Ah, downtown at Questfield.
Thousands and thousands of people. Mostly women.
Women.
Yeah.
90% at least.
I think more than that.
Really?
Yeah.
So I was the 2% of men that were there.
Yeah,
sweet.
And you actually weren't there very long.
But I was still there.
I mean, you didn't go around like everybody
I did,
does.
Too. I made a cameo and said hi to you and
the girls.
The main stage and the Kixie area and the McDonald's booth. And where else did I? So Donna Sebo was there.
Saw her.
Former client of KKNW. Where else did I go? I went to the Greek gods, Greek yogurt area. They tried to get me to take a picture with the Greek god.
Did you do it? I did it.
I didn't want to make him jealous. Oh. I don't know. He looked pretty good, that darn toga.
I'm telling you. And I have a picture with him.
Darn tooting you do.
So when you go to take the picture with him, he actually drops the toga down a little
bit. You're kidding.
No. No. Because that's what Greek gods do.
Do they? They drop their toga?
They do.
Nice.
Wow, we had an incredible time at the Northwest Women's Show. And what we're going to be doing today is we're going to be actually picking someone from the, oh my gosh, so many people filled out the form for a raffle. So Nick is on the other line. Yeah, that's what Mr. Nick is doing.
Ah, Nicholas.
He's on the other line.
Yo.
Hey, welcome. Hey. You're live.
I'm live.
Yeah.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Oh, he's live and he's
full
of jab.
Did you get any sleep, dude?
I don't know.
I don't know.
He's probably not. He's probably still up.
He's probably, no, he's hanging up. So you are out there with us as well, Nick. You were there yesterday having people sign up for the incredible raffle. A fabulous, fabulous basket that one of our loyal listeners, Janet, put together for us with products and books and things from all of our sponsors and from other folks that have just given us incredible things to share. So what was that like being in the booth? Because we kind of left you there yesterday.
It was good. There's a lot of people that came through.
I know. And we were like in a cool spot, right? Because we were right between
cars and barbecue.
We had the barbecue, right. We had the barbecue on one side, and then we have the chai tea folks.
And
they have a new product, which is absolutely delicious. It is tea, berry tea, and then black tea that they sweeten with stevia. And it was really good because I don't like stevia. And it was absolutely very good. Do you know that they ran out of their supplies on Friday?
Oh, the show started?
The show started on Friday. They ran out of their samples.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No, incredible.
They underestimated how much they needed?
Well, what happens is you're in the booth, right? And you've got this long line with people that are waiting for the barbecue.
Oh, so they had to visit the neighboring booth because they didn't want to miss out?
Right, and the barbecue sauce was JT's, right?
JT's barbecue sauce
was the top of the show.
Wow.
And the beef people, I think, were getting a little bit,
hungry?
They were getting a little bit...
they weren't too happy.
No, they were like, the beef people were like, the people are coming over to our beef counter telling us that your meatballs are better than our beef.
You did a
great
job.
That's because they had the barbecue sauce.
Makes a difference.
Which was absolutely outstanding. So we had that going on.
Adds that little pop to it, doesn't it?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Nick was kind of, you know, holding down the fort. Because we were walking around and we were doing a bunch of things. But you actually have the raffle tickets, right, Nick?
I do.
And so are you going to be able to pick our one of our winners? But Benny's going to do a little drum roll.
Yep, I'm ready.
All right, hold on.
And away we go, Nicholas.
Okay, so Nick is going to announce the winner. And in the meantime, I picked a card. for our.
So that drum roll didn't really mean anything.
Yeah,
not yet.
Oh, do you want me to do it again later?
Yeah, if you're gonna do the drums, can we do like
matured on the drum roll?
Can we do it? Can you do like a drum roll from like, you know
what?
Aerosmith drummer or
I could use it. Yeah.
Can we do that? Okay. So this card that I pulled today is prosperity card. The greatest of these is love. The greatest of these is love. Love is the greatest force in the universe. Applying love to everything you do causes a path to unfold smoothly and draws your dreams in the perfect way. Expand your ability to love and you will create magic and harmony in all of your affairs. And that's love is what we send out to our winners. So, Nick, are you ready? Benny's going to give you another drum roll.
No.
I like the gong.
Oh, he likes the gong.
Yeah, oh, give him the gong.
All right. Got to look for that one, too.
I like the gong, too.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't know who Nick is, Nick Johnson is on the Dr. Pat Show team. He works with all of the audio. He is the guy that puts up, along with Benny, all of the audio clips in the archives. So if you're going to look for a show and it doesn't play, call Nick. We'll give out his number today.
We won't, Nick, so don't worry about that.
Okay. Here we go.
All right, here's your gong. It's going to be a shortened version of it. There.
Are you ready for the winner?
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Sharon Flint.
Sharon Flint. Is it F-L-I-N-T?
Correct.
Sharon Flint. Does Sharon say where she's from? We're not going to give out her personal information.
No,
but
no, it doesn't say.
Doesn't say she just her email, Sharon Flint?
Correct.
She's not related to Flint Carpet Sense, you know, the carpet guys for less or whatever?
It's possible.
Ooh.
It's very possible.
Well,
it's very possible.
Cool. Congratulations to her then.
Well, I know. And there we go. We have a winner and a new sponsor.
Right.
So, okay. So we're going to get that information one more time. Announce the winner.
Sharon Flint.
Great, Sharon. Congratulations to you. If you're listening to the show, and chances are you might be, Sharon Flint, 1-800-930-2819. You could give us a shout. 1-800-930-2819. And so, Nick, did you have a good time at the show?
Yeah, it was good.
I bought
some barbecue sauce.
I know.
I think you have it, actually.
I have the barbecue sauce.
I thought
that was my barbecue sauce.
No, I bought it for me.
Do you think okay.
Nick's a little mad, too. I think he's like, I want it back now.
Okay, I'll check it out for you.
Okay, thanks.
And thanks to everybody that worked with us, folks from the Dr. Pat Show. I want to thank Bobby Baxter, of course, Carol Singleton, who did the setup, and Neva Blake also there, and Renee Rabel joining us here at the show, because when you do a show like this, it really is a full-time job. And, you know, the folks on the Dr. Pat Show team came out and, you know, set the tables up. Nick and Neva were breaking them down last night. And so many people participated in giving us a fabulous, fabulous presence there. And as I said before, thank you to Janet for that beautiful, beautiful basket. It's almost like you don't want to, you know, you don't want to break it up to ship it. But I think we're going to have to take it apart to ship it. So we might have to do that. Nick, what was the best part for you besides the barbecue?
I think it was having people come to the booth that hadn't heard about the show, but when they saw what we were about, they were definitely interested, and I think we got a lot of new listeners.
Yeah, I think we did too. And how much money did we raise for the Posado Safe Haven event?
I think over $100.
Great. That's great. And what was really kind of interesting, did you notice this, that many of the people that put money in there were kids?
Yeah.
Did you notice it was like the kids giving up the money for Posados?
That was cool. That was good.
It was very, very cool. And so, you know, for you, was this your first time doing a full day, right, Nick? I know you've done this with
us
before. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So this was your, first day kind of doing this. Any lessons learned for you?
He's going deep.
He's gone. Yeah,
he's searching the data banks.
Yeah, I'm like, you know, I mean, it could be something like next time I'll bring my jerky to eat.
next time I'll bring a nose plug. So when I'm sitting next to the barbecue, I don't want to eat it all.
Oh, smart move. Man.
Smart man. Very smart man. Or the new car smell, you know, from the cars across the way.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you were late, you
Do
know,
you know,
checking those
out. He brought chicken especially for me. He brought chicken just for me. And JT. And so the problem with the chicken was that I wasn't there to eat it, and so he had to give it away.
He could have given it to me, but...
Well, you were there. He didn't give it to you?
We were waiting for you.
Oh.
It's okay. We'll get it next time.
Yeah, absolutely get it next time. Let me just tell you a little bit the lineup for this week. We're going to get right out of the gate today with Kimberly Picard. She's joining us here today. We're going to actually see the Sedona Tools live. We have an in-studio demonstration of how the Sedona Tools work. We have one of our fabulous listeners, Barbara, joining us here today. And so we are actually going to experience the Sedona Tools in action. And then, of course, Carrie O'Connor. Do we have a sound effect for Carrie O'Connor? Like,
not yet.
Carrie O'Connor, and you know, like everything vibrating kind of
no.
thing? Okay, we
I can't
that.
Make things vibrate that much.
Okay, really?
I don't know. Nick probably could. He's
okay,
a pianist.
So, all right, so Nick, you have to do it. And
okay.
Then she'll be talking about emotion, how to clear out your emotional body. Tomorrow, Dr. Susan Seeley joins us. We're going to be talking about death by diet, facts and fiction of nutrition for your pet. This is a good one. They're all good. Dave Carter joins us, and Dave's segment is See Spot, Go Green.
Nice.
See Spot, Go
like
Green. I think we're going to, you know, have a lot of animal shows this week. Lou Paradise joining us. No more oral pain medications for me. He is the creator of Toprasin. We gave out so many Toprasin samples this weekend that the Toprasin people actually had to bring us more samples. And then Bradford Rand, Go Green Expo, which we will be at in April in New York City. I'm jazzed about that. We're talking with the five secrets you must discover before you die. Hi, Dr. John Izzo joining us. Greg Braden back in the house. The spontaneous healing of belief. Marco Marsan again. Why we haven't won the wars on poverty, drugs, or terror. Terror. You see, notice why I say that? I don't even like that word. You don't even use that word. It's like terror. And then guess what? After you say the word terror, what do you need to have? You need to have a show with Sue Storm, the angel lady. And after that, our own Diana Clark from Sandusky Studios will be joining us with her second book, Sarah and the Golden Earring. And to top that off on Friday, you will be introduced to Dr. Deanna Davis, Living with Intention, Designing a Widely Fulfilling and Remarkably Successful Life. All coming at you this week on the Dr. Pat Show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show. Get ready for Kimberly Picard, because we're bringing the Sedona Tools live right on the show. We'll be right back.